Hi guys, it's Eric RPG, and I've got another review for you. And this time it is Blasphemous 2, which is obviously a sequel to Blasphemous. And while I did a review for Blasphemous quite some time ago, I don't think I ever did an audio review for the game. Not even a written review. I think it did it on the podcast. But, so I'm just going to briefly cover a bit, but it takes place in this world called Custodia, and this game in particular takes place thousands, like at least 1,000 years after the events of the first game. It's all about this silent protagonist, literally silent because the whole deal with this world is that everybody's suffering under this thing called the Grievous Miracle, who inflicts miracles based on the sins that people believe that they deserve for themselves. And his was to be silent, so he's a silent protagonist, quite literally. But in this game, you're a new penitent one. And based on the true ending of Blasphemous, you get to take care of what's going on with the Grievous Miracle, and they believe that the miracles got corrupted, and that's why it's doing all these terrible things. So you've basically been summoned by the small vestige of the miracle that exists that wants it to stop itself. So it basically wants you to kill it, so it's basically committing suicide by summoning you. But yeah, it's kind of confusing. And there's a lot of stuff that doesn't make sense, but it's all very interesting and macabre and ultra-violent like before, but unlike the first game, you get a choice between one of three weapons, which eventually you're going to need to get all three to progress the game, because two of those weapons have abilities that make you travel through the world better. Like the rapiers let you basically warp to one end of another based on these devices that you use, and basically, you'll strike an object with that weapon, and then you'll teleport to a mirror. So you basically become light and go through mirrors and stuff like that. And the other one destroys certain walls. And it also has the added benefit of doing an overhead swing. Unfortunately, the standard middle ground weapon doesn't have the full moveset of the weapon that you used in the first game. But it more or less has all the necessary ones. So you can't really use it to attack overhead like you could before. And its downwards thrusting attack is kind of reduced somewhat. But it's got another set of moves that kind of make up for it. But I'm not going to get into the nitty-gritty because the game will describe it after you once you run into those. But the story isn't as interesting, but I do think some of the bosses have better set piece moments, even if the backstory behind them is kind of weaker in comparison to the first game. But there probably won't be any DLC updates to the game because it's pretty final. And I think it was originally planned to be actual DLC, premium DLC for the first game, but the scope of it got too big that decided they make it a sequel, kind of like how Silksong ended up, but that game's not out yet. But it's another Metroidvania, and if you really like the Blasphemous, you'll probably like this one. So I'm giving this game an 8.5, I'm giving it a 9 out of 10. But that's all I have for you guys today. See you guys later. Bye-bye.